We're gonna save the summer. All my life I've never cared. I've been floating in the air, feeling I'm old and young at the same time. But now you know I'm not so sure what's gone wrong and what's the cure. How can we chase away all of the dark clouds? Of my emptiness, where we don't belong and where we'll never be. Take a taxi into town, past the girls and drunks and clowns. Telephone me from a box if it's raining. Swim our way into the crowd, talking low and thinking loud. We're gonna chase away all of the dark clouds. We're gonna save the summer. We're gonna save the summer. We'll save the summer. Maybe we can do it if we want it enough. If you want it, it will wait for you. If you want it, it will wait for you. It will wait for you. It will wait for you. If you get there soon, it will wait for you.
That's what you call a bullshit ending. You know, when you make a record in the studio, you can fade it, you know. But if you play it live, you're gonna have to end it, baby. You know, so that's how we get at that one. But you want one more? Yeah. Okay, this is a tune which more or less sort of describes my life up until I was about 20 or something. And all the people in it are real, and it's real for me. It's called I Was a Cowboy. I was a cowboy in my neighborhood, spinning along the hedgerows. Strawberry sherbet and gum were the tools of my trade. Thought I'd grow handsome, funny and free. Boys in the first grade could never hold a candle to me. I was a cowboy.
My mother took me in late 69 to the school of St. Francis Xavier. Pretty Miss Hollis was waiting to lead me away. Her breasts were tender, and I confess I cried the whole day, hiding my face in the folds of her dress. I was a cowboy, I was grown and my branches were strong, and the halo of spring was round me, spilling my youth out in tissues on warm afternoons. I met some sweet girls, acted unkind down by the sand dunes, striking the truth of life from my mind. I was a cowboy.
Das war David Scott von den Pearlfishers hier live vom FSK. David, oder eigentlich die Frage, die Sandra hier stellen wollte, vielleicht soll es. Ich habe die mich auch im Kopf gehabt, aber.
Ich weiß jetzt ja nicht, welche Frage du stellen wolltest. David, I want to know, your songs all sound very well devised, especially on the record you use, string arrangements and horns and everything. Yeah. How do you work on your songs? Do you have a small studio at home where you can experiment or something?
Yeah, on this record, more than most. When I was very young, I used to, that makes me sound old, I'm not old, listener. but when I was a lot younger, I used to have a Porta studio at home, you know, like a little cassette four track, right? Yeah. And my method of writing was just to sort of press play and record and make something up, you know, on the spot, just whatever came in and just make it up. And then later on, I would sort of fix it and make it into a song. But then later on, as you get better as a songwriter, you can sort of get worse, you know, because you say, okay, I'm a songwriter, I'm going to write a song now with all my experience and blah, blah, blah. And that can be a bad thing. So for this record, I went back to an old-fashioned Porta studio and just put it in my little workroom at home. Just put Porta studio, microphone, keyboard, and that was me. A little reverb unit. And went in and made songs up. And the lead track on the album, Across the Milky Way, which goes, wake up, the day is just beginning. I mean, that was literally written at 10 o'clock in the morning. Just woke up and I was like, you know, waking up, you know, a cup of coffee and switched the machine on and just went, wake up, you know, and that felt good, you know. And I suppose later on I was able to make that into a proper song, same as Snow on the Pines. It's just a way of working. And then for the string arrangements, I always work away from a piano. I don't sit at a piano and work it out. I try and go away from the piano and the guitar, hear it in my head. and write it down, like old fashioned, you know, like notes on a bit of paper. Nowadays you can do it on computer, you can switch on the computer, and it's good, that's good to do too. Switch on the computer, play, and the notes will come up, and you can just print it out. I prefer to do it the other way because it allows the imagination more room. You can hear it in your head. And actually I went on holiday to Italy. I was very lucky to be in Positano, which is a beautiful town. And I actually wrote the string arrangements for this album sitting by the swimming pool on my summer holidays. Took 3 or 4 days and just wrote them, got them back. And I was so busy when I got back, I didn't have time to check them before I gave them the string players. So the string players arrived, they cost a lot of money. And the studio cost a lot of money, and I put the string parts in front of them, and you know, I had my fingers crossed, you know. But it sounded good. Mm-hmm. So that's how I do it.
Wow. You told us before, when you're in live, you're sometimes up to 12 people playing on the band, playing on the stage. Mm-hmm. So what are these people all playing?
Okay, 5 strings. I usually have 4 strings in the studio, but for live I have an extra number 1 violin, so that the top line cuts through more, right? You've got to hear that top line. Baritone sax, flute, trumpet, percussion, sometimes somebody just to play glockenspiel and moog, and obviously drums, a couple of guitar players, I don't know, whatever that makes, it's around about 12 or 13. Yeah. It's great fun, isn't it? It's great fun because it's lovely. Just I love playing just solo, and a 4-piece band can really rock. But I mean, I spend so much time putting a lot of texture and colour into the records. You know, I want to play that. I want to do that properly. Mm. So, and it's a great. Let me tell you, stand in front of the stage. I've got a song called Strawberries, Strawberries in the Snow, and there's a bit in the second verse where the strings just come in, and standing on stage and hearing that from behind you, and the horns play soft and low, and what a sound.
Yes, yeah. So hope to see the Pearl Fishers live here in Germany.
Me too, I'd love to come.
Yeah. Another question, who's the bigger influence on your songs, Paul McCartney or Brian Wilson?
Yeah. Burt Bacharach. No, if you're an artist, whether you're if you're a painter, and you grow up loving de Kooning, you know you're gonna, you know that is gonna come through. That doesn't mean you're copying. If you're a musician or a, you know, a singer, and you love Marvin Gaye, you know you're gonna have a little bit of that. So, you know, that's gonna come through. So it's natural that the influences come through. I guess Paul McCartney, you can hear in some of the songs, you can hear some of the sort of movement that he would do. But I think with Brian Wilson, as much as I love his records, and I really love his records, it's more Brian himself that influences me. I love him and the way he is, and I love his humour and his spirituality. I find that very inspiring, you know. So a bit of both.
Well, I'm not so sure about Brian Wilson myself. I read his biography and I thought he's a very odd person.
Yeah, the biography is bullshit. You shouldn't believe that. That was written by a quack to try and win a court case. That's not Brian Wilson's biography.
Do you know this book? Wouldn't it be nice?
Yeah, it's nonsense. Brian's disowned it. Yeah, I met Brian a couple of times, and believe me, he's no oddball. He's a good guy. Yeah.
So you know what's Brian up to right now? Or?
Yeah, he's on tour with the symphony orchestra.
Really?
Playing Pet Sounds, yeah. Or he's just finished doing that. And he's about to go on tour with doing a doubleheader with Paul Simon. He's in good shape, believe me. Yeah.
Tja, unglaublich. Wir hier im Sunday Service sind informiert. Brian Wilson lebt noch und ist auf Tour. Ja, und wir können hoffen, dass die Pearl Fishers auch irgendwie in den nächsten Monaten hier in Hamburg irgendwie auftreten werden, live.
One question about your lyrics. I get the imagination that the message is quite often that you want to escape from the daily life or things like this. Do you want to escape?
I don't really want to. I think we always flirt with that idea, don't we? You know, wouldn't it be nice to escape, you know, across the Great Divide, you know, you sort of want to get out everyday life. I do feel that that's a theme in the songs, the idea of escape. I don't know why, I've got a good life. But, you know, these things come up. You know, there's a saying that God knows the secrets of your heart, and he tells them to you while you're asleep, you know, and dreams, you know. And I think these things can come out in songs as well, you know, and you know, maybe I do want to escape. you know. It's there. Mm. Yeah.
Another question about Glasgow. Is there a gap between musicians like Teenage Fan Club or, for example, Future Pilot AKA, who is Sushi K Date, who used to play with the Soup Dragons? So older musicians who used to play at the end of the 80s, beginning of the 90s, and the people who are like Belle and Sebastian and the Chemical Underground scene, who's up now? Is there a gap between them, or is it?
Absolutely not. I think you'll find that, for example, last week in my studio, I just cut tracks by Future Pilot, bands like National Park, Appendix Out, young bands, old bands, Bill Wells Octet, you know. The basic thing is that there is a sensibility in music in a certain sort of area of Glasgow, a certain area of music in Glasgow, and age just does not come into it, you know. Basically, if you love music, you know, Norman Blake still writes great songs. They are going to sort of be relevant to anybody, whether you're 14 or whatever, whether you're a new band. I know Belle and Sebastian, for example, just cut their new single with the guy who arranged Downtown, right? When you're alone, life is making you alone. Like, okay, they got that arranger in, and they cut it in Savard, and some of the Teenage Fan Club guys were there, some of the BMX Bandits guys were there, you know. Believe me, it's a good scene, yeah.
So do you know the band The Poets?
Oh, yeah. I don't know them personally, but I've read all about them, yeah. But yeah. Unfortunately, The Poets didn't make very many records. And the records that they did make, I think, probably veered from being quite good to not very good. And of course, they went through lots of different lineup changes. And by the end, by the sort of mid-1970s, they were still playing as The Poets, but there was nobody from the original lineup. You know, the bass player's roadie. You know, and now they still play, but they call themselves the Blues Poets. You know, so they're doing this, you know.
Sollte man nochmal erklären, die Poets waren nämlich eine für meine Verhältnisse ganz gute 60s-Band aus Glasgow und sie galten für ihre Zeit so ein bisschen Avantgarde, aber eigentlich haben die einfach nur gute 60s-Musik gemacht.
Yeah. I've never heard of them.
And now they do good morning, little school girl.
Yeah, any more questions, Sandra?
Yeah, can you tell us some good places about Glasgow where you can go out? Any clubs, pubs, whatever? What can you recommend?
I've never been in a club in my life. But I tell you, the great places to go are a place like the 13th Note Club, where you see a lot of good bands. King Tut's is still a good venue, although it's sort of fallen apart a bit. Where else now? Where all the bands hang out, there's a venue called Nice and Sleazy. Remember the Stranglers? Nice and Sleazy does it. Remember that? Well, there's a venue in Glasgow called Nice and Sleazy. Now, when they opened up, get this, right? When they opened that venue up, they asked me to play two nights at Nice and Sleazy. Now, this was about, I guess, 10 years ago, something like that. Would you play two nights at Nice and Sleazy and we'll pay you £1,000 each night? Okay? The £2,000, that's a lot of money. How much is that in marks? It's a lot of money, right? And 10 years ago, and I said no because the venue was called Nice and Sleazy, and I thought, never the pearl fishers in a venue called Nice and Sleazy. But unfortunately for me, it's now become one of the hippest venues in town. And all the, you know, you go in there and bump into Stevie Jackson and Bell Sebastian and Eugene Kelly and blah, they all hang out there. So I got it wrong.
Yeah, so maybe they ask you again these
maybe,
times.
Yeah, maybe, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. David, thanks a lot for coming to our show.
It's been a lot of fun. Really great.
And yeah, I really hope to see you live in Hamburg.
Me too. It's nice to be back. I've been to Hamburg 2 or 3 times and it feels good to be here.
Okay. Yeah. Wir spielen noch einen Song von dem neuen Album von den Pearl Fishers Across the Milky Way, und zwar das Stück Steady With You.
Spent so many years just running, hiding out inside myself. I'll forget this in a moment if you let me. Though the world is cold and crooked, I know we'll make it to the end. Precious moments don't mean nothing, they just leave you sick and restless, looking for the time. Forget this in a moment if you let me.
Ihr hört den FSK Sunday Service, das waren Played von ihrem neuen Album, Double Figure heißt das Stück Squints.
Ja, und es geht weiter mit dieser wundervollen John Denver Compilation, A Tribute to John Denver, Take Me Home. Und die Band, die wir jetzt hören, heißt Sunshine Club und das Stück lautet Annie's Song.
You fill up my senses like a night in a forest, like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in a desert, sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me again, come let me love you, let me give my life to you. Drown in your laughter, let me die in your arms, let me lay down beside you, let me always be with you. You fill up my
Song von John Denver, hier in der Version gehört von Sunshine Club.
Bevor wir gleich mit unseren Konzerttipps anfangen, noch ein Stück von einer Band aus Dänemark. Blue Foundation heißt die, ist ein Künstlerkollektiv aus Kopenhagen. Und die Platte, die uns hier vorliegt, hat gar keinen Titel. Erinnert so ein bisschen an Björk teilweise, an frühere Björk-Sachen, von der Stimme her vor allen Dingen auch. Und ja, das Stück, was wir hören, heißt Hollywood. Hier kommt Blue Foundation.
Yeah.
Blue Foundation mit dem Stück Hollywood. Der FSK hat jetzt, der FSK Sunday Service hat jetzt eine Website, und zwar unter www.fsksundayservice.de. Könnt ihr euch einloggen und die Interviews euch nochmal anhören als Streaming-File oder auch diese ganze Sendung, wenn ihr Lust habt, könnt ihr euch Playlists nachschlagen und so weiter und so fort. Und ja, www.fsksundayservice.de. Schaut doch mal rein.
Das Schöne an dem Online-Service vom FSK Sunday Service ist ja auch, dass ihr dann euren Freunden auswärts von Hamburg mal diesen Link sozusagen empfehlen könnt, ob sie jetzt irgendwie in Berlin wohnen oder Heidelberg, Nürnberg, London oder was weiß ich wo. Ja, können sich alle auf der ganzen Welt mal irgendwie unsere Interviews oder Radioshows anhören.
Des Weiteren natürlich auch mal noch unser Service, dass ihr die Playlist abonnieren könnt. Dann geht die wöchentlich per E-Mail an euch zu. Mailt uns unter fsksundayservice@yahoo.de, wenn ihr die Playlist haben wollt.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
They have no scruples. They're corrupt and immoral.
Wir starten mit den Konzerttipps für die kommende Woche, und das wird gleich, der erste Tipp ist gleich für mich Konzerte der Woche. Und zwar spielen am Dienstag, den 12.06. im Hafenklang zwei Bands im Vorprogramm Trapdoor Fucking Exit, übrigens ein Titel von einer Platte von The Dead Sea, einer Band aus Kanada. Ich weiß nicht, was die Band selbst macht, aber im Hauptprogramm Transmageddy, eine Band aus den Staaten, und von denen hören wir das Stück Rio Nexpa.
Man darf also morgen am Dienstag, den 12.06. ein anständiges Rockkonzert im Hafenklang erwarten mit den eben gerade gehörten Transmagetti und als Vorband die Gruppe Trapdoor Fucking Exit. Ja, noch ein Konzerttipp für Dienstag, und zwar TV Smith. Die sind ja auch schon etwas länger auf den Brettern dieser Bühne, dieser Welt. Und TV Smith spielen am Dienstag im Knust. Von denen haben wir jetzt auch noch was für euch.
Smith war das und der ist live zu sehen am Dienstag, den 12.06. im Knust in der Brandstwiete. Da kommen wir zum Mittwoch, das ist der 13. Dort kann ordentlich gechillt und getanzt werden im Schlachthof, wenn Chantel dort live auftreten wird. Chantel übrigens ein Herr mit dem richtigen Namen Stefan Hantel, der auch der Name also, der eigentlich aus Frankfurt kommt, aber in Tel Aviv wohnt und wir hören von seiner letzten Platte Great Delay das Stück The Baby.
A trip to in a cloud like a
Wir hörten Chantal mit dem Titel The Baby und Chantal wird am Mittwoch, den 13.06. hier in Hamburg im Schlachthof gastieren.
Ebenfalls am Mittwoch im Mojo sind zu Gast DJ Crush zusammen mit DJ Hyde. Ich habe DJ Crush mal live gesehen vor anderthalb Jahren oder zwei Jahren und es war phänomenal, was der Knabe mit seinen Plattentellern gemacht hat und mit dem Vinyl gescratcht bis zum geht nicht mehr. Also live unbedingt sehenswert. Seine neue Platte Zen ist hingegen sehr enttäuschend. Er hat sich relativ viele Gastmusiker und Musikerinnen eingeladen, die dann ja irgendwelche Vocals beigesteuert haben. Das Ganze sehr Richtung radiokommerziellen Kommerz. Ja, Weichspüler-Krams, ihr wisst schon, was ich meine. Wir spielen trotzdem ein Stück, was halbwegs okay ist, und zwar mit Company Flow zusammen, DJ Crush, Vision of Art.
Thank you.
Vision of Art. Das war DJ Crush zusammen mit Company Flow. Und DJ Crush ist zusammen mit DJ Hyde live zu sehen am Mittwoch, den 13.06. im Mojo Club. Ebenfalls Mittwoch eine Veranstaltung auf der MS Stubnitz, die sicherlich sehr sehens- und hörenswert sein wird. Dort werden spielen Uri Geller frei, dann 333M, Electro Sun und andere. Und wir haben ein Stück von Electro Sun, die Band um die Sängerin Pia Burnett, und zwar das Stück Gravity. Das Stück Gravity von Electro Sun, die auf der MS Stubnitz spielen werden am Mittwoch, den 13.06. zusammen mit dem Uri Geller frei und 333M und noch anderen Künstlerinnen und Künstlern.
Was mit dem hier?
Ja, weiß gar nicht, was die machen. Journeyman heißt die Band, spielen im Knust, ebenfalls Mittwoch.
Kommen wir auch schon zum Donnerstag. Ebenfalls im Knust gibt es Punkrock zu hören, und zwar von der Band Janus Stark. Und von denen haben wir ein Stück hier, das heißt Klick.
Street. We've got our own colleague. The crowd.
Janus Stark war das, eine Band aus England. Die spielen am Donnerstag, den 14.06. im Knust.